Hare Krishna. It is our special pleasure and great honor to introduce to you today the holy place Nandagram. This is the residence of Srimati Radharani Vashana, and Nandagram is where the palace of the king of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj, stands, and where Lord Krishna, Nandanandana Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, grew up and eternally stays. Tomorrow will be your 64 rounds day, where we will take buses after the breakfast prasadam to Teerkadamba. Teerkadamba is a holy place within Nandagram, where Srila Rupa Goswami, the acharya of our line of Rupanugas, performed his bhajan. And we thought it is very nice to make you a little familiar with the whole area of Nandagram before we go there tomorrow. And for this we have the great happiness to have one of the original residents of Nandagram, Krishna Murari Goswami, who is from there, explaining to us about this beautiful place of pilgrimage, which is his birthplace and his home. Krishna Murari Goswami is a student of the Bhaktivedanta Gurukul. You may stand there. He has learned in Srila Prabhupada's school in Vrindavan everything, and is very beloved by the Gurukul boys and the teachers alike. And he will guide us through this presentation, which he has prepared with his own knowledge of computer. So we will request Krishna Murari Goswami to start his presentation. I request all of you to sit down and take your seats, because we can see the pictures better, I believe, when we take the light out. Is there someone who knows the switches? Good. So please find your sitting place so that you don't get lost in the darkness of the room.
Hare Krishna. So thank you, Maharaj, for introducing me. So today, like as we all know that tomorrow we are going to Nandagram. So this PowerPoint presentation is just to devote our mind towards Krishna more, because tomorrow is like 64 rounds day. So we need some attention towards Krishna. So this is just to devote our mind towards Krishna so that we can chant nicely tomorrow. So this is Nandagram. This is the original place where Krishna played his pastimes around 5,000 years ago. And this is the main temple, where this is the main palace of Nanda Maharaj, where Krishna lived with his whole family. And this you can see on the top, there is the palace of Nanda Maharaj, and this is on the hill. Once, like, Lord Shiva had a great desire to please Krishna, so he worshipped him nicely. Then he asked Krishna, his worshipful deity, for taking darshan of his childhood pastimes. Then Krishna ordered him to take the form of hill in Nandagram so that he can take nicely darshan of his childhood pastimes. Then this is the family tree of Sri Krishna. Like at the end of Dwapar Yuga, there was a saint, Devamira, who had two wives. One was from Kshatriya family and one was from Gopa family. Then in his progeny came Parjanya Maharaj. So he was the disciple of Narada Muni. So once Narada Muni came to him in Nandagram, then he initiated him with the Lakshmi Narayana mantra. Then he asked him to chant it nicely so that he can have a very nice progeny. And
at one of the places in Nandagram, he chanted the Lakshmi Narayan mantra, and one day from the sky a sound came and it announced like, "Oh Parjanya Maharaj, you are very fortunate to have a great son like Nanda Maharaj." And in his and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself will be his son. So this is like the progenitory of Nanda Maharaj and how Krishna came in this family there. Then now you can see the whole map of Nandagram. Then there are some special things about Nandagram. Like Nandagram is the only place in the whole Raj containing 56 lakes depicting various pastimes of Lord Krishna. And in Nandagram, like when we go to the parikram of Nandagram, like Krishna's palace is in the center, because like all devotees and all Rajvasis wants Krishna to be in center of all their activities. So now in Nandagram also Krishna Balaram and his whole family is in the center of whole village. And like when Krishna lifted Govardhana for 7 days, like in the whole day Krishna takes 8 offerings a day. So but when he lifted Govardhana, so he could not take off any offering till 7 days. Then when he returned from Govardhan to Nandagram, then Mother Yashoda and Srimati Radharani, they thought that Krishna could not take any offering since 7 days. So they miss, in order to compensate all the offerings, so they thought like they should offer him 56 bhogas, like 7 days and into 8 offerings, it becomes 56. So the original tradition for offering 56 offerings came from Nandagram itself. Then now you can see like Krishna Balaram's temple is just in the middle of the whole village. Now like when Krishna left this world, so like everything in this world, like even Vrindavan, Nandagram, Varshana, everything was lost. But in the year 1515, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he visited all the places in Vrindavan and he came to Nandagram around 1515. So that time he came to Nandagram from Kamyavan. So then first he took his bath at Pavan Sarovar, which is a sacred lake in Nandagram itself. Then he asked some of the Vrijavasis there, like there are some deities in the top of the temple or not. Then some the Vrijavasis replied him, like there are some deities of one mother, one father and one child there in one of the caves there, but like they are lost due to time. So then Mahaprabhu himself, he went up to the hill, then he excavated one of the cave there, then he found out 3 of the deities which are presently there in the temple itself. The 3 deities were Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda and Shri Krishna. And like this he found from in the cave. Mahaprabhu himself, then from that time onwards, like the deity worship in the temple is going on and there are the same deities in the temple now. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had darshan of Krishna and Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and he was like full of ecstasy. Then he was dancing with all the Vrajavasis and all his servants like Balabhadra, they were all accompanying him. Then after that, after visiting Nandagram, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Khadirvan to continue with his journey to Vrindavan. Like our ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he also visited Nandagram during 1972 when he was accompanied with some of the foreign devotees with on his Vrajamandal Parikrama. So you can see Prabhupada visiting Nanda Maharaj's palace. Yes, this is the whole village. So actually Nandagram is named after the name of Nanda Maharaj, like Nanda Maharaj village, Nandagram. So it is on the name of Nanda Maharaj. Now we'll just go to the temple, then we'll take darshan, then we'll have a small tour to whole Nandagram so that we can see the main places of pastimes of Lord Krishna. This is the main flag on the temple. Then we have the darshan of Krishna and Balaram here, which are presently there in the Nandagram temple. So, like, you are looking like here, Krishna and Balaram both are black in color. Because, like, in Nandagram, there were so many demons coming to Nandagram and they're trying to kill Krishna. So, like, in Raj, it is a tradition, like, the big brother should protect the small brother. So Lord Balaram himself took the same form of Krishna, so that like if some demon will come and then he will consider me as Krishna, so then I can easily defeat him, so that I can protect my small brother Krishna. And the other reason is that like Mother Yashoda, she does not make any difference between Krishna and Balaram. So she observes both Krishna and Balaram in the same form here in Nandagram. Then the big man with turban is Nanda Maharaj, and the big lady is Mother Yashoda. And this is the whole family darshan of Nandagram temple. Like you can see, just on the side of Mother Yashoda is Srimati Radharani. Like there is a special relationship between Nandagram and Varshana. Like Srimati Radharani is in her law's house, so she should be like in the corner with her mother there. So she is in the corner, and just down to him is Srimati Rohini and Revati there, who are mother and wife of Lord Balaram. And on that side is Sridham and Madhumangal, the friends of Krishna, who play during forest pastime and other pastime with Krishna and Balaram. And these are some of the pastimes which took place and which are eternally taking place in Nandagram, like Krishna returning from the forest and Nanda Maharaj feeding nicely Krishna so that he can be strong enough to graze the cows in the forest. And like today, even today, when the Vrajavasis go to take darshan of Krishna Balaram, so like they are very, very attached to Krishna and Balaram. So whenever they go, so there are some paintings on the walls of the palace which depict all the pastimes of Krishna. So like when they go every day to take darshan, so like they want to see each and every pastime of Lord Krishna. So they go and they see there in the paintings and they remember all the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So these are some of the pastimes, like Gargamuni naming Krishna and Balaram, then Krishna killing Kaliya and other Vatsa Suruvat. Then the gopis coming complaining to Mother Yashoda about Krishna. And Krishna at the Yamuna filling the pots of the gopis. And Krishna lifting Govardhan. Yes. And like Krishna leaving Nandagram to go through Mathura with Akrura. And Krishna killing Kamsa. Yes. Now, like in Vraj, like Lord Shiva is called as the protector of everything. So there is a small Shila of a small Shivaling of Shiva, which is there as like when Lord Shiva got the boon to live eternally in the palace of Nanda Maharaj. So now also Lord Shiva is living as a form of Shivalinga there. So he is protecting the palace of Nanda Maharaj, and he is the one who gets the remnants of Krishna Balaram's prasadam now also. And now also in the morning when Krishna Balaram, they take bath, and the remnant, the water, just comes down to Shiva, because he had this desire to get all the remnants of Lord Krishna. So now also like the water comes to him. Once like Lord Shiva visited Krishna at his palace. Now this is the north gate of Nanda Bhavan. Now this is the place where like when Vrajavasis they take darshan. So they come out of the temple, then they discuss about Krishna, like how, what dress was Krishna was wearing, and they sing a small prayer, like if a person who takes bath in the Pavan Sarovar lake, then if he takes darshan of Krishna Balaram, then he's sure to be delivered from this world. So this prayer they sing by sitting on these places on the side of gate. Now we'll start our small tour to whole Nandagram. Now we are moving from Nanda Maharaj Palace to Pavan Sarovar. So this is the holy lake of Pavan Sarovar. It is named as Pavan. Pavan in Sanskrit means like it's really sanctified. It's like very purifying. So it is also named after the name of Pavan Gopa, who was like father of Vishakha Sakhi. So he constructed this place, this lake, so that Krishna Balaram, they can play there, they can have many of their Jal Vihara pastimes. And like there is small pastimes. Once Nanda Maharaj had a desire, a strong desire to go to Prayag in Allahabad to take holy bath. But Krishna did not want it, Nanda Maharaj to go for Prayag. So he asked Nanda Maharaj to leave in the next day, which was Akshaya Tritiya day. So Nanda Maharaj thought like it's nice day to leave for a pilgrimage. Then in the morning when Nanda Maharaj woke up, then he went to Pavan Sarovar to perform his morning duties and to take bath there. Then when he was going to take bath, he saw a black complexioned man, and he came to him and he offered dandavat to Nanda Maharaj. Then Nanda Maharaj asked like, who are you? From where did you come? So he told that I am the king of all dhamas, all holy places. I am Prayagraj itself. Then he told like, how are you here? So he told like, everyone come to me and they wash off their sins in me. So like, I'm not purified now. So I need some purification in order to deliver the sins of other people who come to me. So I have come here to Pavan Sarovar to wash off my sins itself. And then afterwards, many ladies, they were coming and taking bath there on the banks of Pavan Sarovar. Then they were just coming and praying and just paying dandavats to Nanda Maharaj and saying like, I am River Ganga, I am Mother Yamuna, and like all the rivers, holy rivers of India, they were like coming and they were paying obeisances to Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda was like fully shocked, like everything, like what had happened. So now also on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, like many people, many of the Vrajvasis, they come to Pavan Sarovar and they take a holy bath there in Nanda Maharaj. And in the scriptures, and it is in Bhakti Ratnakar, it is described that even if a bird crosses Pavan Sarovar during his flight, so he is sure to be delivered from this world. So like Pavan Sarovar is so purifying. This is Pavaneshwar Mahadev, who is guarding now again the holy lake of Pavana. Yes, and there is one on the one of the banks of Pavan Sarovar is Vallabhacharya's sitting place, where he recited Srimad Bhagavatam continuously for 1 month for Krishna and Balaram. And like Krishna and Balaram, they were personally coming to Vallabhacharya and they were just sitting in front of him and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from him. And this is the same place. Like this is Vallabhacharya's sitting place where he sat and recited Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is Shri Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And there is very like Sanatana Goswami used to come to Nandagram to meet Srila Rupa Goswami and to perform intense bhajan here, because it was like a forest area that time. So once like he was in the deep separation from Krishna and Balaram, so means like he was not eating, not drinking anything for so many days. Then one day Krishna came personally in the form of a cowherd boy to him. Then he asked him like, this is dham of Krishna, and how can you stay without eating and drinking in this dham? So he asked him like, I'm in the separation from Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So he told that, oh, they will appear to you. And like my mother, he told Sanatana Goswami, like mother, my mother saw you, like you are without eating and drinking. So she has given me one pot of milk for you. So you just take the milk and I'll return later to collect the pot. Then Sanatana Goswami took it, then he offered to it Krishna, then he took it, then when he took it, like, he was mesmerized by the Krishna, by Krishna Prema, and like he was, like, he fainted at that time, and he thought that Krishna, you gave me darshan, but like you cheated me, you means like yet somehow or other, like you come, you came to me, but like you did not say anything precise to me. Then this is the same place where Sanatana Goswami received the pot of milk. Like, you can see the old picture of Sanatana Goswami receiving pot of milk from Krishna. Then this is the ashram of Nanda Maharaj. Like, when Nanda Maharaj worshipped Lord Giriraj, then after that he came from Govardhan and he brought one Giriraj Shila with him. So this is the same Shila which Nanda Maharaj brought from Govardhan, which is still worshipped there in Nanda Maharaj ashram there. This is Shunahar Kund, where Parijanya Maharaj was initiated by Narada Muni, and Parijanya Maharaj performed his bhajan at this place, at Shunahar Kund. And this is Sarasik Kund. Like, Krishna and Balaram, they are inseparable. Means like they do everything together, they eat together, they play together. So once like Krishna and Balaram, they were not coming for the lunch, then Mother Yashoda came to call Krishna and Balaram. And like in the sun, Krishna and Balaram were looking like two cranes who are not separable. So you can see like Krishna and Balaram look like something like two cranes there. So this is the same place where Mother Yashoda came to call them. And there was just little bit far from there, there was a place where Srimati Radharani and Krishna were doing their swing pastime there, arranged by Vrinda Devi and Puranamasi Devi. Then we move to Ter Kadama, where tomorrow we'll go. So this is the same place where Srila Rupa Goswami was performing his bhajan, and the book Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, was written in Nandagram itself at this place. And actually the word Ter Kadamba means, Ter means to call someone, and Kadamba means the Kadamba tree. So when it was the time for going back to Nandagram after grazing the cows, then Krishna would climb to the Kadamba tree, then he would play his flute in order to call all the cows. He would call each and every cow. To like, he should say, he was saying like, oh, this is the time to go back to our home. So like Krishna used to call them like this. And this was also the place for the Rasa Leela, place for Radha and Krishna. And he would also call all the gopis by means like doing same thing. He would climb on the Kadamba tree and he would call everyone, all the gopis. And this is Srila Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutir there in the Ter Kadamba. Yes, and there's very nice pastime related to it. Once Srila Sanatana Goswami, he visited Srila Rupa Goswami. So they were talking about the ambrosial pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and they were like totally immersed into it, absorbed in that. So means they went out of the time, like it was noon time when Srila Rupa Goswami thought like, I should offer Srila Sanatana Goswami something to eat. Then, but he had nothing with him. So he thought like, if I could offer him some sweet rice. Then Srimati Radharani came in form of a small village girl. And like it is a tradition in Raj, like if someone cows gives birth to a new child, so it is like accustomed to give the first milk to some sadhu or to distribute it amongst someone else, not to use it in the home. Then Srimati Radharani came as a village girl and he asked Sanatana Goswami, like, oh Baba, our cow has given birth to new child today, so my mother has sent some rice and some sugar and some new milk for you, so you can make sweet rice with it, then you can offer it to Thakurji, then you can take it. Then Srila Rupa Goswami thought, okay, I'll take it. Then Radharani told him like, oh, you are so busy with the other Baba, so I can personally cook for you. Then she went and she cooked it for Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Then she gave the whole sweet rice to Srila Rupa Goswami. Then Rupa Goswami again offered it to Krishna. Then they both took it. Then when they took it, like, they were in ecstasy. So then they were feeling like, oh, we have come here to serve Radha and Krishna. And like Srimati Radharani herself, she is coming and she is serving us. Like, we are of no use. Then in the dream of Srila Rupa Goswami, Radharani came and she pacified Srila Rupa Goswami that, oh, you don't worry, you serve yourself, you serve Dham here and you serve Radha Krishna. You will be very nice servant of us. In that way, Radharani pacified Srila Rupa Goswami here. You can see Radharani coming with a pot to Srila Rupa Goswami. And this is the present place there. And this is the very old trees of Terkadamba. Small Krishna Balaram there. Now we move to the temple of Ashishwar Mahadev. Like, once when Krishna took birth in Vraj, then Krishna was here in Nandagram. So Lord Shiva also had a small, strong desire to see Krishna personally. Then he went to the palace of Nanda Maharaj. Then he asked Mother Yashoda, like, I want to have darshan of your child. But Mother Yashoda told that you are a great sadhu, you are a sadhu with some snakes and some insect with you. So if my small child will see you, then he'll be fear. So I cannot allow you to get darshan of Krishna. Then Lord Shiva was totally sad. Then he went to this place, Ashishwar Mahadev. Then he had one asha, means like hope, to have darshan of Krishna. So he sat there and he performed his bhajan so that he can get darshan of Krishna. Then when just Lord Shiva left the palace of Nanda Maharaj, then Krishna started crying like anything. Then Mother Yashoda wanted to pacify Krishna, but like Krishna was crying like anything. So some of the elderly gopis, they told Mother Yashoda, like, the sadhu which came, maybe he has done something magical so that your child would cry. So you should call the same sadhu so that he can stop Krishna from crying. Then Mother Yashoda sent some of the gopis to call Lord Shiva from there. Then all the gopis went to Lord Shiva. Then they asked, like, O sadhu, please come, because Krishna is crying so much and Mother Yashoda is calling you. So then Lord Shiva was very happy, like, now he'll get the darshan of Krishna. Then when Lord Shiva went to see Krishna, then Krishna started smiling. So Mother Yashoda was also happy. So Mother Yashoda told Lord Shiva, like, now you should not go anywhere. You should stay in our home, and whenever my child will cry, so I'll call you to pacify him. So this is, and the other thing, like, Brajavasis take the other meaning of Ashishwar. They don't call it Ashishwar, they call it Ashishishwar, means the one who can bless nicely. So it is said by Brajavasis, like, if you do small worship here, so like Lord Shiva will be very pleased with you. So the Brajavasis take the other meaning of it, like Ashish means Lord Shiva here can give so many blessings. Lord Shiva performing his bhajan here. Now we move to Krishna Kund, where Krishna, when one day Krishna was coming from the forest, and like generally when the cows come from forest, they fell to drink water. They are, means, like, very thirsty. So Krishna took his flute personally. Then he dug out this same lake, Krishna Kund, for like, so that all the cows, they can drink water here. And when Uddhava came to Nandagram, so he also took same bath here in the Krishna Kund. And then after taking his bath, he went to conversate with all the gopis there. This is Surya Kund. Once the sun god itself had a strong desire to see Krishna, but like he was not like he thought that he is not so qualified to go to the main palace and to ask someone for Krishna's darshan. So this kun is also on the outside boundary of Nandagram. So he took just the outside darshan of Krishna from the outside boundary. So this is Lalita Kund. Lalita Kund was the lake which was made by Lalita Sakhi itself, because all Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi, means they were arranging many pastimes here in Lalita Kund. This is the swing of Lalita Kund. Once Narada Muni, he pleased Krishna so much. So Krishna wanted like Narada Muni should ask for some benediction from me. Then Narada Muni, Krishna himself asked Narada Muni, like, I want to give you some benediction. Then Narada Muni told, like, oh Krishna, don't give me this time. I'll ask for some benediction later. But you remember, like, you are promising me to give one benediction. Then one day, Krishna was there at this place, and Lalita Sakhi was preparing some garlands for the swing pastime of Radha and Krishna. And Narada Muni also came there, and Narada Muni saw that like Radharani is late to come today. So then means like when Lalita Sakhi was making garlands, like the length was not proper. So Narada Muni asked her, like, I can call Krishna here so you can measure the right length so that the garland will be perfect for Krishna. So then he called Krishna, and like Lalita Sakhi was measuring the length of garland. Then Narada Muni wanted to have like some fun. So he asked Krishna, like, Krishna, did you remember, like, you promised to give me one boon. So I want that you should give that boon me today. I want like you and Lalita Sakhi to sit on the swing and to talk to each other. Then Krishna thought, okay, as I promised you, I'll do. But like Srimati, like Lalita Sakhi was like little bit concerned, like if I'll sit, then if Srimati Radharani comes, then she will be angry. So, but Krishna forced Srimati Lalita Sakhi, like it is a desire of my devotee, so you should just sit. Then when Lalita Sakhi sat on the swing, then they were absorbed. Radha Krishna and Lalita Sakhi were absorbed in talking with each other. Then when Narada Muni saw that they are absorbed, then Narada Muni just quickly went to Varshana and informed Srimati Radharani, like, Lalita Sakhi and Krishna, they are swinging. Then Srimati Radharani was very angry. Then she came like running from Varshana to Nandagram, and when he saw Krishna and Lalita sitting on the swing, like, she was very angry. Then when Krishna saw Srimati Radharani, he was like amazed. Then he understood, like, it is all done by Narada Muni. Then he went to Srimati Radharani and told everything, like, Narada Muni asked me for boon, and like this sweet pastime took place at this swing of Lalita Sakhi. Like, you can see Lalita Sakhi and Krishna and the swing pastime. Now we move to Uddhava Kyari. This is the same place where Uddhava came and gave the message of Krishna to the gopis. Like when Radharani was talking to Bumblebee, and she was like talking like this, because it is mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakar, like of Rupa Goswami. Radharani spoke to the Bumblebee, you are just like your master Krishna, who after making us drink the nectar of his Leela, abandon us as you abandon a flower. So this is a quotation from Bhakti Ratnakar, which is this thing. This is the throne where the night Leela of the Rasa Leela of Radha and Krishna took place. And he is Uddhava at Uddhava Kyari. Presently the same deity is there of Uddhava. Like Uddhava giving the message to the gopis, like all the other gopis, they are like fainting. They are like in the mood of separation from Krishna when Uddhava gave the message to the gopis. Then from Uddhava Kund, Uddhava Kyari, we move to Puranamasi Kund. Like, there is a question like Vrindavan, Mathura and Govardhan, they are like now at the present time, like they are a little bit far. And during that time also, like whole Vraj is like a lotus flower, like it shrinks and it expands also. So this was the place of Puranamasi Devi. Like when Krishna used to return from forest, so Mother Yashoda wanted that he should sleep now. But Radharani wanted like he should go for Rasa Leela pastime at Vamshivat. So like there's a like one takes time to go from Varshana to Vamshivat. So it is like far distance. So at that time, like Krishna every day was going to Gokula, Yamuna and coming back from there to Nandagram after grazing the cows. Like, so the work of Puranamasi Devi in that that Leela was like she was joining the land so that like the distance become shorter. And that this Leela was known to, this thing was just known to Krishna Balaram and Radharani, like the land is joining. And this place is just when we go from Nandagram to Varshana and from Varshana to Mathura from or Vrindavan. So this is like in almost center of the all three, Vrindavan, Nandagram and Varshana on the road. This is the place. But like now it is in like small dense jungle there. She's Puranamasi Devi, the deity. She is there. And when she is the mother of Sandipani Muni, and when her husband died, so he took sannyas from Ujjain, then he came from there to Nandagram. And she was the one who was every day coming to see Krishna at the palace in the main temple there. And just next to that is Do Milan Van, where like when Krishna was leaving Nandagram, so this was the last place where Radha and Krishna met, and they were like crying like anything. You can see Radharani and Krishna and Radharani, they were like, and they were in deep separation, like how they will be surviving when Krishna will leave. And this is the same kund, but like now it's dry. It is also now in the dense forest there. And like some of the Vrajavasis, they describe the pastime at Do Milan Van. Like it is in the center of Varshana and Nandagram. So they say, Itso ek kumari kishori, utso nand kishor, Do Mil Van krida karat, bolat panchi mur. Means they say, kumari kishori came from one direction, means from Varshana. And Nanda Kishore from the other, means Krishna came from Nandagram. Then they are playing together in the forest accompanied by the call of peacocks. So this is a small description of the Leela at Do Milan Van by the Brajavasis. And now we move to Nanda Kund. It was the place where Nanda Maharaj used to come in the morning and taking bath and performing his morning duties here. And this was the place was also the place when like all the elderly cowherd boys, they used to come here and they used to discuss about everything going on in Nandagram. And you can see sometimes Krishna Balaram would also come to Nanda Maharaj here and they used to sit on his lap, like Krishna sitting on that side and Balaram sitting on that side. And this was the same place where Lord Krishna motivated Nanda Maharaj for worshipping Govardhan, for worshipping Giriraj. And from this place only they started towards Giriraj, to worship Giriraj. And then we move to Yashoda Kund. This is the place where Mother Yashoda used to come in the morning and she used to take bath, her bath in the same kund here. And these are two of the demons. Like Kamsa sent two of the demons, means like they call it in Vraj, they call it How Below. So when like some of the demons were coming to Nandagram, then Nanda Maharaj asked Shandil Muni then to protect Krishna. Then Shandila Muni cursed Nandagram, like if any of the demons, any demon wants to enter the place Nandagram, so if he'll just enter the boundary of Nandagram, then just after entering, he'll turn into stone. So, but they were also knowing that Shandila Muni has cursed whole Nandagram. So they caught Krishna outside the boundary of Nandagram. Then Balaram came from backside and he like just smashed them. So on one of the deities there are the fingerprints of Lord Balaram there, still there. So that when he touched them, then they turned into stones. So they are the same how demons who came to kill Krishna. This is Nanda Maharaj Goshala, where Nanda Maharaj was keeping all his 9 lakh cows, and he was regularly visiting this. And this is on like means like just straight from temple. The Goshala is just straight from the temple. You can see now the cows which are there in Nanda Maharaj Goshala. Here Krishna used to come and take milk from the cows. And this is Narasimha Dev's temple. Like, in order to protect Krishna, Nanda Maharaj was worshipping Narasimha Dev, Varaha Dev, and Shekhasai Vishnu. So these are the same deities personally served by Nanda Maharaj, which are presently, they are also there in Nandagram. Sri Varaha Dev and Sri Narasimha Dev. And this is Shekhasai Vishnu, when some of the Muslims, they attacked Nandagram. So like it was touched by them and it was like a little bit destroyed. So it is out of the altar now, but it's there still. Shekhasai Vishnu. This is Mother Yashoda's pot. Like Nanda Maharaj was having 9 lakh cows. So Mother Yashoda was having so many pots to churn the milk into butter. So this is one of the pots, which is now it's like 5 feet deep and like 4 feet in width. So it's like big pot of Mother Yashoda where she used to churn the milk into butter. Now on the hill there is one place known as Charan Pahadi where the footprint of Krishna is still there. So you can see this is the same feet of Krishna on the mountain. These are like the other charans of Krishna, and this is the stick print of Krishna there. Now from Charan Pahari we move to Vrindakund. Vrindakund, it's the place of Vrinda Gopi, and she was the one who was arranging for the meetings of Radha and Krishna, and she was accompanied by Purnamasi Devi, and all the beautiful flowers for Krishna, Radha and Krishna's pastimes, swing pastime and various other pastimes were going from him. And she had one messenger, his yellow colored parrot whose name was Daksha, and she used to send his parrot to inform Krishna, to inform Radharani, to inform other gopis about the pastimes for Radha Krishna. This is Vrindakund. And this is Guptakund. Just behind Vrindakund is Guptakund. So in the Aprakat Leela, so it is the same place where like Krishna and with all his associate, they meet here. Actually, like the meeting of Radha and Krishna with all the audience takes place 3 times a day. In the morning, the meeting takes place at Guptakund. In the afternoon, the meeting takes place at Radhakund, and in the evening, it takes place at Govindaji in Vrindavan. So this is one of the place where Radha and Krishna's meeting takes place in Nandagram. So this is Motikund, where like when Krishna was growing, so when he entered his youth age, so Mother Yashoda was thinking like, now my Krishna should get married. So Mother Yashoda was very inclined towards Srimati Radharani, and she wanted like she wanted like Krishna should marry Srimati Radharani. So the same idea came into mind of Kirtida, mother of Srimati Radharani. Then Kirtida asked Vrishabhanu Maharaj for the proposal. Then Vrishabhanu Maharaj took some beautiful cloths and some pearls, necklace to gift to Krishna as a proposal for the marriage. So then the gifts came from Varshana to Nandagram. Then when Mother Yashoda saw it, so like it's a custom in Raj, like according to the custom, Mother Yashoda had to give more number of cloths, more number of necklace to Vrishabhanu Maharaj for Srimati Radharani, so that like engagement is confirmed. But she was not having so many pearls at that time. So when Krishna returned from the forest, he saw like Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, they all like sad. So then he asked them like, why are you sad? Then they, Mother Yashoda told him the whole situation. Then he asked like, if you have some pearls, then you can give me. Then I'll grow the pearls there and we'll get new pearls. So then Mother Yashoda told that, oh Lala, no one can grow pearls because it's not the seed. So then Krishna asked him, you just give, I'll give you new pearls. Then Krishna came from the palace to this Motikund and he put the all the pearls. Then he irrigated them with cow milk. Then after some times, new plants came and there was like so many pearls there. So when Srimati Radharani and Lalita Vishakhasakhi, they came to know like Krishna is growing pearls. So then they asked like, we will compete with Krishna and we will grow more pearls. But when they started growing pearls, like pearls were not coming. There were only like thorny bushes. Then Srimati Radharani thought that like, maybe the seed which is there with Krishna, it's very good. So we should ask Krishna for nice seed. Then we'll again plant tree, then it will grow. But when Lalita Shakhi went to Krishna to ask for the seeds, then Krishna clearly refused, like, when I was growing my plants, then that time I asked you for some milk, but you were not giving. But then how I should give you some seeds? So I'll not give you. Then like they were sad. Then they came to Srimati Radharani. Lalita Shakhi came to Srimati Radharani and she told like Krishna is not giving seeds. Then Srimati Radharani personally came to Krishna. Then he asked for seeds. Then Srimati Radharani and Krishna, they again went to same Motikund and they planted new trees, new plants. Then after some time they irrigated with cow milk. Then again there were so many pearls coming up. Then when Krishna collected all those pearls, then he gave it to Mother Yashoda. Then Mother Yashoda gave all those pearls to Srimati Radharani's family so that like marriage is confirmed. So this is the same place where Krishna grew. You can see Krishna Balaram with the pearls. And you can see Lalita Sakhi asking for the pearls to Sri Krishna. And this is, they are the deities of Sri Radha Moti Bihari in the temple. Now we come to our end, towards the slideshow. So it is described in Nandishwar Astika with by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So it's nice to end our show, slideshow, with a prayer. So it is, he says in Nandishwar Astika, may the Nandishwar hill give me shelter where Krishna lived with Nanda and Yashoda. And Nandishwar is hill is more glorious than Giri Govardhan. So you can see, as Govardhan was just lifted by Krishna for 7 days, but Krishna plays his pastimes on Nandishwar eternally. So like it's a comparison given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Nandishwar Astak, so that like Nandagram is more glorious than Giri Govardhan. And thank you so much for the presentation.
Hai bol, hai bol, hai bol. Oh!